From the pages of The Economist magazine comes this bit of housing market heresy. It may be better to rent than to buy, at least right now. Pam Woodall is economics editor of The Economist, and she joins us on the line from London. Pam, thanks for being with us.
Hello.
Now, you're going to have to explain this. It may be better to rent than to buy. Why is that?
Well, we've looked at a sample of cities in America and in the UK and looked at what it would cost to buy the house and then what the rent would be on the equivalent property. And at the moment, at current interest rates, current house prices and rents, in many cases, it's cheaper to rent.
And is this because you don't have to pay the points, of course, and all the closing costs, but also because of the maintenance, the upkeep on a home?
I mean, the main reason for this is that over the last 5 years or so, house prices have risen sharply, but rents have actually risen roughly in line with consumer price inflation. So as a result, the ratio of house prices to rents is at a record high. Of course, I'm making an assumption here about what happens to house prices over the coming years. We've just assumed house prices stay roughly constant in real terms, adjusted for inflation. But if you make that assumption, then rent tends to come out cheaper.
But when people purchase homes, they're not just doing this because they need a roof over their head. They're often girding for the future. What about building up equity?
Well, that's an interesting one, because if you were to buy a house and hold it for forever, live there forever, then clearly, yes, you'd be buying up equity. The problem is that the typical first-time buyer stays in that property for 5 years, and during that time, most of the payments you're making on your mortgage are interest payments, and you're actually building up very little equity. In any case, the money that you at present could save by renting rather than buying, you could build up your equity by investing that money, and you would be saving some money at the end of that period.
But with the market performing as it is, wouldn't you do better parking your money in the housing market as opposed to stocks or in some sort of mutual fund?
Well, here we come to the interesting question of where are house prices heading over the next few years? When I look at the level of house prices, house prices are ridiculously high right now. They're completely out of line with fundamentals. I think there's a bubble in the housing market. I actually think house prices could fall in many cities, and indeed the average nationwide in America, I think house prices could fall over the coming years.
Well, people have been talking about this housing bubble for quite some time and making all kinds of predictions about when it's expected to burst. This is not sort of a new theory.
It's not indeed, but that doesn't disprove the theory. If you remember with the stock market bubble in the late 1990s, very few people actually were warning, but those who warned that the bubble was going to burst, there were fewer and fewer of them because I guess they were too embarrassed to keep repeating their views. But in the end, the stock market bubble did burst. And I see a lot of similarities right now between the arguments you hear for why house prices aren't overvalued and the arguments we heard in the late 1990s for why share prices then apparently weren't overvalued.
Pam, are you a renter or owner?
I am an owner at the moment, although I actually had somebody around to value my house thinking of selling it last week.
So you've talked a lot about first-time home buyers. What if you own a home? Would the smart thing be to sell your home and rent for a while?
The calculations then are a bit different because you've already paid a lot of the upfront costs involved in buying a home. I did the calculations here personally for myself on my current situation, and at the margin, it would appear that I'd be better off for the moment renting rather than buying. Now, you might say, well, why haven't I done that? And of course, the fact is, a lot of us do prefer to own our home. But what we shouldn't do is kid ourselves that that's the best way to make money. They're two completely separate decisions.
Thanks so much, Pam.
Thank you.
Pam Woodall is economics editor at The Economist magazine in London.